This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanley with Walter Yerkew. We're running on all eight cylinders. I got the studio up and running. Walter's with us. We're red hot and rolling. Walt, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm burning on all eight cylinders myself, man. Almost feel like a Jaguar with 12.
Outstanding. Anyways, good news is that we have no reported law enforcement officers murdered in the line of duty this week. So let's start off the show on a good note. First off, let's go back to Joe Biden. Last week I talked a segment and a half about Joe Biden, just giddy with pleasure, but he is still in the news. If you saw his video on YouTube announcing his candidacy for president and his campaign in Pittsburgh, you see that Mr. Biden has new teeth, new hair, Botox injections, no liver spots, but it's the same old crazy Joe. Joe has a couple of skeletons in his closet still. First, the Ukraine. Vice President Biden, when he was in office, strong-armed Ukraine to fire the top prosecutor of that country, who was probing a natural gas company that had the vice president's son as a board member and was making payments to the vice president's son's law firm about $166,000 per month. Joe Biden threatened Ukraine in $1 billion in guaranteed loans to the country if they did not fire the top prosecutor. And so eventually Ukraine buckled and fired him. But anyways, Hunter Biden, he is... has a checkered past. Besides receiving these $166,000 a month payments from a natural gas firm where he sits on the board, he decided to move in and comfort his sister-in-law when his brother passed away from brain cancer in 2015. Hunter Biden decided to divorce his wife, move in with his sister-in-law, and establish a relationship. So anyways, that's good on the Bidens. Now, if something happened with the Trump kids, anything remotely close to this, it would have been on the news all day, every day. But anyways, Mr. Biden received his first endorsement from the International Association of Firefighters. Despite the fact that overwhelming majority of members of the IAFF are registered Republicans, have very conservative leanings, IAFF decided to endorse Biden. Now, this labor union has been endorsing Democrats for years. In 2016, they decided not to endorse any candidate because they knew Hillary was just awful. But anyways, going against the grain of the membership, they decided to just endorse Democrats year after year after year, which goes against their self-interest because the same Democrats want to bring in illegal aliens, want to bring in these diseases, want to bring in these narcotics, and one of these cities keep falling apart. And you see these people carrying these big gold signs. This is a fireman for whatever the Democrat they're endorsing. But the sign should read, the leadership of the IAFF endorses this particular Democrat candidate. And then early this week, Vice President Biden had a campaign rally in Pittsburgh, a small venue, and behind him was some snowflake with a shirt from the Firefighters Union, because you can tell immediately this was not a real fireman, because he was more of a snowflake instead of a real man. So anyways, this particular young man took about a 30-second yawn because Vice President Biden's speech was just so boring. Walt, any comments about old Lunch Bucket Joe?
Well, you know, we all know how creepy this guy is. He's there could be a Friday the 13th sequel with starring Joe Biden. That's how creepy this guy is. He's got everything but the mask. And he doesn't need the mask right now because he's got a mask underneath his skin. It's called Botox, like you said. Politically speaking now, you know, Joe Biden has threw his hat in the ring many times in the past. And, you know, I never really heard of this guy except for some, I guess, some Senate judiciary stuff way back when during the drug years, 30 years ago. And he threw his hat in the ring for the presidency, you know, at least twice that I can remember. And he barely got 2% of a poll and never really made it to a podium where, you know, the question and answer thing, the debates start. So nobody's ever really heard of Joey Biden until Mr. Obama announced him as his running mate. Joe Biden is another fella who is running for president who held the second highest office in the nation without being elected to it. Now, in my world, in Walter's world, I think that there should be the election for president that we have every 4 years. And I also think that there should be an election for a vice president. You know, why leave it up to a guy who doesn't have experience as president to hire a guy who's going to be second in charge and probably run for president, you know, in 4 or 8 years? Once the president is elected in November, there should be let's say a Republican was elected. There should be another election in December amongst Republican vice president candidates and have the country vote for them, too. I can never understand why the second highest office in the nation is never an elected office. Everything else is elected. But speaking about Joe Biden again, he's just creepy. You know, hair sniffer, neck massager, shoulder massager, side boob massager. You know, the guy's a creep. We know this. We watched it time and time and time again. We have women coming out saying that this was unwarranted and unwanted touching and sniffing. And then the guy's got the balls to go ahead and throw his hat in the ring for vice president 2 weeks later. I don't think we've heard the end of the Me Too faction. And I think Mr. Biden is going to have to probably just step away from this. I can't see any of the Democrats, the voting Democrat population, voting for this creep who's had his hands on underage girls. You know, and I'm saying, you know, nothing blatant, but, you know, you put your hand on somebody else's underage girl, you deserve a black eye. And that's what he said before. Well, that was
all right,
music. That shut me up. We're at the end of our first segment, ladies and gentlemen. 75 Radio. We'll be back after these words.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches. In wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, "By having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids."
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. Thank you very much, Mr. Edwards. A little bit more about Vice President Biden. Well, don't forget of the allegations of a Christmas party some time back where Mr. Biden got fresh with the girlfriend or wife of a Secret Service special agent, and the agent got so mad he was about to knock Mr. Biden on his keister, and he was suspended. And also don't forget the numerous allegations at the vice president's residency and at his summer home in Delaware that he likes to go swimming in the buff. And the Secret Service agents have a code name when he does this called Cobra. So when he decides to go skinny dip, even there's female Secret Service agents around. They got to get on the radio say, put out the word code word Cobra, so the female agents know not to go in the area. But besides his boorish antics, let's not forget he was sitting at the table when Benghazi went down. It did nothing. He was also at the table when Fast and Furious went down, where we gave the Mexican cartel, sold them guns, and Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was murdered. So, in fact, Obama, his administration, was responsible for the death, a line-of-duty death for a law enforcement agent of the federal government. But anyways, we'll see what happens. It's going to be very entertaining, but anyways, moving right along to our former home, the city of New York. Sunday, some lifetime loser decided to go shoplifting at a Duane Reade in Manhattan Island. And the cops caught up to him, and a scuffle ensued. And by some dumb luck, the perp kicked one of the officers in the leg and broke his shin bone and was able to get away. The guy's name is of course I don't have it down. Lincoln George is the guy's name. 48 years old. He's got a long criminal record. 4:40 in the morning, Duane Reade in Manhattan. He decides to take some stuff, and he wants to get away. So his accomplice, some 24-year-old female, was arrested. So look out for Lincoln George. And no word if Mayor de Blasio visited the officer in the hospital. Also in the city of New York, a surgeon who hit an officer with her automobile, was awarded $1.2 million in a lawsuit claiming she was a victim of a excessive force. I'm not making this up. A lady hit an officer with her car during a traffic stop. So, of course, she gets arrested, obviously. She's lucky she didn't get anything else on the way to the precinct or central booking. And she sues the city of New York and wins $1.2 million, which is actually ridiculous. Well, what do you think about the state of policing in the city of New York?
Well, you know, I had a few civilian complaints lodged against me way back when, and of course there wasn't nothing to them. You know, in doing your job, you're gonna offend people. You know, especially the one that that you are targeting, and they don't like to give up their license and registration, and they don't like to identify themselves. They don't, you know, they don't like to do things that police want. Even back then in the '80s, you know, when we were walking the streets, when I was walking the streets, and they just don't want to. And when you're on a foot post, you know, what are you going to do if they drive away? You know, you're going to put it over the air. You're going to run the plate, put it over the air, and then go get. I mean, you know, it's such a waste of time sometimes to pursue these people. But when they do have an infraction, you have to act accordingly, and it's up to you. You know, it's the discretion of the police officer. And sometimes the police officer doesn't want to be discreet. But, you know, cops are treated like the way Donald Trump is treated. I mean, you know, if you don't like him, you know, the guy in blue uniform, but at least respect what he's doing. You know, he's out there doing the job, and he's trying to keep order. And, of course, he's the first person that you call in. You know, somebody crosses you, or somebody hits you, or somebody breaks into your apartment or something. He's the first one that you call. But, you know, the other 99% of the time that you don't need him and he's there, you freaking hate him. As far as policing goes, you know, they have to do their job. What I don't like about policing these days is, you know, way back in the 80s, we had these community meetings with the various ethnicities. Is that the word? I can't say the word, but you get the point. It was, you know, people from the Jewish faith, people from the Rastafarian faith, people from, you know, the Haitian people, you know. It was people all over, Latinos. Each one had a group. You know, you had the Dominicans, and you had the Colombians, and you had the Mexicans, and you had the Puerto Ricans. You know, each one was an individual group, and they all came to the police station, 7-5, in the muster room. And they would hold meetings on how they think that the police are doing well out in the streets or not. And our commanding officer would sit there and kiss their butts. You know, instead of saying, well, what are we doing good? You got people that didn't like the sirens at 2:00 in the morning, you know, screeching down Fulton Avenue or Linwood Street, you know. And now I see a lot more community interaction with the police department. And I think maybe they might be overdoing it a little bit, because now everybody in the street has a friend that goes to these precinct meetings, and I could see a lot of stuff getting shoved off to the side. You know, not major stuff, you know, little stuff, you know, parking tickets, you know, moving violation, I believe that there has to be a line in the sand, and I think some of the police are letting people cross that line onto their side, and they're taking advantage. And when the police don't agree with what's going on in the community, if there's something going on, they always send somebody with a bow tie to the precinct to straighten it out. I don't believe it's up to the leader, so-called leader, or self-appointed leader of the community to go to the precinct and then call a press conference out in front and, you know, and have a lawyer standing next to him. Police got to do their job, and let them do their job. You know, there's no fix in it where these people are asking for justice. Okay, well, justice is respecting what the prosecution does, what a jury does. That's what justice is. And there's too many people taking it upon themselves that justice is me getting what I want. And if I want a conviction and I don't get a conviction, then I'm going to have a riot. So, you know, there's no respect for the office. There's no respect for the judiciary system in New York, I know. And it happens pretty much all over. But as far as right. going to the extent of you know, spitting on a cop or throwing rocks at a cop or throwing a brick off the roof at a police car when it goes by, you know, that's continuing. But nobody ever talks about that kind of stuff. I had, you know, forget about it when it snowed. I don't know about you, but when it snowed, we were bombarded when we're driving down the street, you know. And what are you going to do? You're going to chase a bunch of kids, you know, or a bunch of adults because they threw snowballs at your car? You know, what are you going to do? But then when they act on something, people get all bent out of shape. You know, how would they like it if I stood on the corner in uniform and started throwing snowballs at the cars that they, you know, private cars that they went by? You know, I'm not saying that didn't happen. You know, I'm not saying that didn't happen. But, you know, police have a tough job, and nobody respects them these days. Not a lot of people that.
Okay, well, on that note, we're coming to our second break. This hour is just flying right by. Talk about a little bit more about policing in the urban areas and other things that's going on. We'll be right back, everybody.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr is under the Senate lights at this hour at a hearing where he's being pressed about a letter that he reportedly received from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, accusing the Attorney General, Barr, of mischaracterizing key findings in Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats want to hear it from Mueller himself. Here's ranking Democrat on the panel, Dianne Feinstein.
I strongly believe that this committee needs to hear directly from Special Counsel Mueller about his views on the report in his March letter.
A 22-year-old man is facing charges this morning of murdering two students yesterday afternoon at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Authorities say that Tristan Terrell is charged with two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido is calling for an uprising to overturn leader Nicolas Maduro there. But now Cuba is stepping up, as is its ally Russia, with intelligence and Russian weapons. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton assuring there's not going to be any Russian takeover of Venezuela.
We're not going to see the Russians take over a country in the Western Hemisphere, not directly, not through their surrogates, the Cubans. And that's why President Trump yesterday suggested that if the Cubans don't get off the body politic in Venezuela, they're going to face significant consequences on their own.
A lot of tweeting by President Trump this morning after a firefighters union throws support behind former Vice President Joe Biden back on Monday. After endorsing Biden for president, Trump responded today with an angry tweet saying, quote, I've done more for firefighters than this dues-sucking union will ever do. And this is USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
I got to start talking during the bumper because we got a lot to talk about. Anyways, during the break, heard a news clip, Donald Trump blasting the IAFF, saying he's down more for firefighters than the dew-sucking union. So we were a step ahead of on the same page as the President of the United States. But anyways, back to policing and these so-called civil rights leaders. I remember back in the day when the four white cops shot that unarmed black guy in the Bronx because he looked exactly like a serial rapist. And Al Sharpton did everything he could, and I mean everything he could, to burn down the city of New York. But he failed. But anyways, early this week, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Peter Buttigieg, whose only claim to fame is being the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and being a homosexual, went up to Sylvia's, which is a famous soul food restaurant in Harlem that only tourists go, not real people who live and work in Harlem, to meet with Reverend Al Sharpton. So I went on Twitter and said to Mayor Buttigieg, I said, Mayor, if one of your white cops shoots and kills an unarmed black man, then Al Sharpton and his minions will come to your city and burn it down. But I got no response from that. But anyways, moving right along, also early this week we had a number of shootings. We had a shooting in north of San Diego at a synagogue where a man shoots four, killing one. And we had a shooting at a barbecue or cookout in the streets of Baltimore where eight people were shot, one died. And then later this, also early this week, we had a shooting at University of North Carolina in a Charlotte campus with six people shot, two of them dead. Well, what shooting do you think received the most media coverage?
Not the one that we want, that's for sure. to pick and choose what's going to be in the national spotlight, you know, and leaving that up to these, all the news stations, you know, including Fox and all, you know, it's awful. The local news is probably your best way to get what's going on, you know, near you. If you can get, like, say you want to know what's going on in Poshkosh, Wisconsin, on the internet, go ahead and get a news station, a local station. Listening to the, you know, the world news tonight with these anchors and these news, CNN, Fox, and all that other nonsense, you know, it gives you such garbage. It doesn't give you any insight to what happened. And picking and choosing, you know, there was seven people got murdered in Tennessee here on Saturday night. The son killed his mother, his father, his sister, and then went next door and killed the neighbors and shot some lady he didn't even know. Eight people all in all. He got wounded by the police in a shootout. And did you hear about that? Of course not. Because it was just white trash in a trailer, you know, so to speak. So, yeah, they're picking their choose, and, you know, it's just horrible. And, you know, somebody asks me, hey, did you hear about such and such? So, no, I didn't. Well, it's not top news. Somebody had to find it online by accident, you know, whether they found it on Facebook or Twitter, twatter. And, you know, it nobody tells anything about it anymore, not the truth. And that's what most people are looking for, is the truth. But when it comes down to it, as soon as some news person sticks a microphone in their face, now they love the news. You know, isn't that something? I hate the news until they put a microphone in front of your face and you have your 15 seconds of fame. You know, whether you put your teeth in or not, you have your 15 seconds of fame. And that's that. And they use you. And they chop up whatever you say to fit what they want to say, what the point that they want to make. So, in hindsight, would you ever give a news, something happened in your neighborhood? Would you give a news story to a reporter? I know I wouldn't. I'll do a Richard Pryor. I'll say, well, I was blind up until you just walked up on me. I don't know nothing.
Well, I would do it in a way so I could promote 75 Radio, because I'm always looking for a way to get our name out there to hustle. So I could say, well, what happened over here? Well, I was doing show prep for 75 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network when this happened. But in terms of what the media reports, yes, they're going to report what they want to report. I mean, we had a there was a terrorist attack in Sri Lanka killing numerous Christians, over 200 Christians, one of them including a five-year-old boy from Washington, D.C. that attended the Sidwell Friends School, whose alumni included Chelsea Clinton and the Obama girls. But that was over and done with. But at the same time, we had a shooting in San Diego where we had one person killed, which is a tragedy. Three people shot, which is also a tragedy, including the rabbi. And we also had a shooting in Baltimore where you had eight people shot. Now, of course, the shootings in Baltimore are much, much more common than shootings in synagogues, even though more people were shot at this cookout in Baltimore than the synagogue in San Diego. Of course, you know, they're going to news is what's something out of the ordinary. Now, a shooting in Baltimore is as common as rush hour traffic, unfortunately, because that's the way Baltimore is. But in terms of the shooting in University of North Carolina at Charlotte, you would think by now we have everything we knew about this guy. All we know is that he attended the school. He's from Texas. He's a registered libertarian. And that's about it. In terms of like Dylann Roof and other people, we had their all their information out there within seconds. Then you had federal agents banging on James Edwards' door because he was a board member of the Council of Conservative Citizens, and which became a big nothing burger. And in terms of Fox News, people think, okay, Fox News is more right-leaning. They're better than MSNBC and CNN. While that's true, they're still an awful news organization because you have people like Shepard Smith, Geraldo Rivera, Juan Williams, and anybody on the right is some D.C. policy wonk that never left the Beltway. And if Fox News was so great, then Sean Bergen would have had a primetime show by now. When he first got fired from News 12 in New York back in 2014, and we brought him on Liberty News Radio, we were counting down the minutes before he get that call to join Fox News. But since Sean has a mind, he has an opinion, he's well-read, he's, you know, I call him a Google with nostrils. He is not with Fox News. I mean, also Fox News has their own agenda. It's not as radical or as left as those two other networks, but it's still awful. That's why, again, we have Liberty News Radio Network, including 75 Radio, because we go out there, we do the legwork for you. We tell you what's what. It's stuff you want to hear. It's stuff that you don't want to hear. And it's stuff nobody else is saying. But anyways, well, anything else to add about our awful news media on both sides?
No, I think we covered it. Just you know, listen to your local news people. You know, and then spread it around. That's all. You know, just spread it around. Instead of, oh, I heard on CNN or I heard on Fox News. Instead of saying that garbage, man, you know, listen to your local news stations. What are they still got? ABC, NBC, and CBS in New York.
And Fox.
And, you know, and all their affiliates across the country. Listen to your local news and then spread it out on your own social media, you know. You know, but be truthful in what you're talking about. Because, you know, I don't want to get fake
news. But even local news won't they have to be careful because the Fox affiliate here, you think, oh, okay, it's a Fox News station owned by Fox or Fox television station owned by, you know, Big Fox or 21st Century Fox. But guess what? They have their own agenda. There's things that I was shocked that they put on this particular Fox affiliate, because just because this is Fox doesn't mean, and Fox News has had people like Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, doesn't mean that the local affiliate is, you know, has a non-bias or is biased to the right. But again, you're not going to get anything else but the local affiliates. Like all the information I got for the New York City, I got that from the New York Post, which unfortunately is owned by 21st Century Fox also. So that's why we have social media. That's why we got Twitter, Gab, Facebook. But anyways, we're coming to the last commercial. Walt, you're going to take the last segment. You got a couple things to say about people's reputation, including your own. But we'll be right back on Liberty News Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
How many times do I have to tell you?
I swear, it just goes in one ear and out the other.
Don't you understand English?
Your children are probably too polite to tell you.
Hello, those things on the side of your head aren't turnips.
But they get just as frustrated when you won't listen to them as you do when they won't listen to you.
Do I need to speak slower?
In fact, few things show children how much they're valued and respected more than a parent's willingness to listen.
Tell me what you did at work today.
Studies show when parents listen, children develop better listening skills themselves. They also tend to have more self-confidence and are more likely to avoid alcohol and drugs.
Now sit down here and tell me all about it.
When you really listen, love is what they'll hear.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we're back. Walt, you had a couple things you wanted to say this show. Take it away.
Yeah, this won't take long. This is just to reiterate to people out there about to throw anybody who got into trouble in their life and arrested for it and served prison time or local jail time for it. Give some of these guys a break. Second chance, third chance, fourth chance, it doesn't matter. If somebody comes out of the joint and they're successful and they've shown, that they're successful, 2, 3, 4, 5, 15, 20, 25 years down the line, 30 years down the line, And, you know, if they're successful and they have exactly what you have, it only took them a different way to get there. You know, depending on what they did, everybody has that. Well, he did this or she did that, and he was a gangbanger, she was a murderer, or she poisoned her husband, that kind of nonsense. You know, people do stupid things, guaranteed. And all the people out there that are throwing rocks in their glass houses, you know, got to realize that they're not the greatest people in the world either. I'm sure they got their skeletons in the closet. I'm going to use myself as an example. If you go to jail and you come back and you go into the same community or the same situation as you were before you went to jail, you're going to end up in jail again. Okay? And that's me. I did that. Okay? I went to prison twice. Second time I come out, I didn't go back to the neighborhood. I didn't go back to the guys. I didn't go back to the friends. I didn't go back to none of that stuff. I didn't go back to the people I used to hang out with, period. And not that I'm hiding from anybody, which I never did. I don't have to. I decided to take it upon myself and just go ahead and get out of town and start over. And I did. And for the past 24 years now, 25 years, you know, I got just what anybody else has. You know, a couple of houses, some properties, cars, kids, wife, ex-wife, you know, job, career. And then, you know, after 15 or 16 years, people say, oh, my God, he did that. You know, of working with the same people, you know, oh my goodness, he did that. He did that. Oh, I'm afraid. You know, he used to rob stores and stuff like that. No. Walter didn't rob any stores. He took off drug dealers. Does that make it better? Well, depends on how you look at it. But I didn't rob any mom and pop shops, as Larry King says in our movie, who also has a police record. Just look it up. You'll see his freaking mugshot with the card underneath his chin. You know, let's not give the whole criteria of he's bad, she's bad, because they were convicted of a crime. Yeah, there's bad things in the world. There's worse things than what I did, and there's not so worse things that I did. So let's give the guys and the girls that come out of jail a shot at it. I'm not looking to buy a gun, no, like some of these people. You know, this thing come up a couple of weeks ago, Scoop, about letting or permitting some ex-cons, convicted felons, to vote again, you know. And I agree with that. I think we should be able to vote, you know, legitimately. Because, you know, that's a life sentence. You know, when I was sentenced to, 2 to 4? But, you know, Judge Jones didn't say to me, all right, you're sentenced to 2 to 4, and you can't never vote again, and you can't have a firearm again, and you can't have this again, and you can't have that again. No, I went into prison. You know, is it a punishment or is it rehabilitation? Is it punishment or is it rehabilitation? I don't know. Was I rehabilitated? No. Was I punished? Yeah. Do I want to be punished again? No. So I probably won't do what I did before. If you take the person out of the element, they should be okay. Sometimes it don't work. I mean, look at Sammy Gravano. They gave him a new life, and he still got arrested for ecstasy. Him and his daughter and his son, they all got pinched for ecstasy while he was in witness protection. So, yep. You know, sometimes it don't work. You know, sometimes right. You can't Henry take Hill. Life. Yeah. Henry Hill, too. You know, sometimes, you know, they just don't want to give up the life because they've been in it for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. You know, the life I was in, what did it last? Like 5-6 years when I was a cop. And that was it. I probably committed those crimes because I was a cop. So, and, you know, when I wasn't a cop or I didn't have anything to do with cops, you know, I've been fired for 24 years, going on 25 years now. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. Find out what you're talking about first. Don't jump to a conclusion where, oh, he killed a guy. Well, you know, there's probably an extenuating circumstance in some situations why somebody lost their life. You know, it could have been reckless endangerment. It could have been just a mistake. I mean, you know, stuff happens, and that's why we have a prison system. And when the prison system works, they kick guys out, well, kick them loose, I should say. They don't kick them out. They kick them loose when the time is right, and they go back into society. And if you don't hire them, well, you know, what are they going to, what are you supposed to do? What are they supposed to do? They got to support a family. They got to support themselves. So, no, we're not hiring you. You're a convicted felon. Well, all right. Well, how am I supposed to put food on the table? How am I supposed to put milk, you know, in the glass for my kids? You know, they're going to resort to what they know, you know, and that's crime. So, you know, all these people out here that have background checks and all that nonsense, you know, judge the person, not the crime. And just because somebody did something, you know, get to understand this person now. I got a friend of mine, personal friend of mine, was introduced by our president the other day. His name, I'm not going to say his name because he doesn't know I'm talking about it. But this guy was a local fella here in Tennessee. Had some issues when he was in high school and after high school. Did some prison time because of drugs and a couple of other things. Now he's introduced by the President of the United States for rehabilitation for inmates. Now, how do you like that? I think that was fantastic when I saw that the other day. So, I sent out a feeler to him, but he, I guess he's busy now. So I didn't get anything back. But I'll run into him, you know, sooner or later. And my son knows him very well. And, that's a moment to be proud of somebody who, you know, picked themselves up by the shoestrings and straightened out their life. So, you know, it is possible. So here we have Donald Trump introducing a convicted felon and being a rehabilitated person, he's earned the respect of the community. And you can't judge the person. I mean, you can't judge them by the crime. Just judge the person. That's all I'm asking. Thanks for that spot, my friend. Thanks for that spot.
Not a problem. That's why we have 75 Radio. Also, some people who also found themselves on the wrong side of the law that did good for themselves include Don King, boxing promoter. Well, there's a bad example. Tim Allen, the actor, who's a patriot.
Yep.
Also, Robert Downey Jr., the man who plays Iron Man. He went from laughingstock of Hollywood to a A-lister, making $20 million plus a film. Also, Dog Chapman, the bounty hunter. He's actually locking up bad guys for a living. And doing that silly TV show with his white trash family. D.C. Mayor Marion Barry, well, he's, I don't know what to say about him. He became a council member for Ward 8, which is the hood in D.C. He don't like white people or Filipinos. One person that always ends up on the wrong side of the law time and time and time again is none other than Artie Lang. There's a perfect example of somebody that, you know, has a whole bunch of chances and just blows them. Artie, he has a substance abuse problem. It's obvious. He received a $750,000 contract with Anthony Cumia's media company, Compound Media. And they had to fire him because he came to work, high. People, we all make bad decisions. I made bad decisions and I've turned out, well, okay. Walter, you and I would both make the right decisions way back then, and then we would have done our 20 years and then carried on smartly. There would have been a 7-5 or they didn't make a movie about me, but who knows. But then things have way of God has works in mysterious ways, because I'm sure when you first took the oath of for the NYPD, you never thought you'd be part of a major documentary movie and doing radio with somebody 10 years after you was told you and Mike Dow were nothing but the worst pieces of human filth. But anyways, it's a hell of a ride. But, the only thing anybody has is their word. Anyways, that's it for us for 75 Radio. Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew. Remind everybody, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. And remember, the USS Liberty. So long, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.